Yeah, it's Joe Sweet again. We're here representing the Lakeview Festivals Committee and Fall Fest and Christmas in Lakeview coming up and a lot of other things.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Welcome back to the Discover Montcalm podcast. My name's Dwayne. And if you hear the laughing on the other side, Joe and I have been having a great time. Joe's from Lakeview. And we're going to get right into the Lakeview Festivals Committee.
Yes.
Is what you're here for this time. You talked about your summer activities, and we touched a little bit on the fall and winter
right.
last time. But you said that there's some things coming on. So let's start with the fall because... You know, it was almost frost this morning.
It was. I had 37 at my house.
Okay, so I mean, we're right on that edge of welcome to fall.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Fall Fest.
Okay. Well, Fall Fest for us we put it on Lakeview Festivals Committee. It's our show, and we do this for the community. There is a craft vendor show, and I've got a list of stuff here to read, and we do. There's games, pumpkin bowling, pumpkin carving. I think we're at $2 a piece on the pumpkins just so we got to pay something so people just don't come in and take them and walk off with them.
Right.
Or they can.
Well, but after you're done bowling with them.
It's cheap, too.
Yeah.
Pumpkin bowling is just a game for the kids.
Okay.
And that's something different. That makes a mess sometimes.
Well, I've seen it when adults do it, and it's...
It probably can get real messy.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, the kids ain't so bad. Myself, I do... I call it last chance cruise in, and the cars that come in, they decorate for fall theme, Halloween theme, or whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
There's costumes involved. There's candy for the kids. It's a trunk or treat, so they're handing out candy to the kids, and the kids coming through in costume, and it's fun.
Now, do you dress up as well?
I've got it. Yes, I do.
Good for you.
And I am. Putting together a pretty good wizardy looking thing.
Yeah, I've got to do something this year for my students. We do a Halloween party, and the last couple of years I've done something. So I thought, okay, I'll see what I can do to just make it interesting. But for me, it's got to be something light because I'm not wearing. One year I was a big hippie and I had a lot of hair.
Oh yeah.
You know what? When you don't have it. It's very warm.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm letting these wonderful locks grow is to kind of go with the effect. I'll get them cut off eventually. But
right. It's all fun. So the fall or the Lakeview Festival Committee, it's pretty obvious. It's a committee, festivals. What is it that you guys do? I mean.
Our biggest thing is to contribute to the community and the businesses, the local businesses. That, to me, that's important anyway. Is put bodies on the street and, you know, help support our supporters. The Fall Fest is geared, like I say, it's at Lakeside Park. It's geared mostly for the kids is what we're after. But there's stuff for adults to do, too.
Right.
And not only that, it helps the local ministry's food banks in the long run. I've had several van loads of stuff go down to them already in earlier shows.
Now, this helps, the food is for local?
Well, it's for local ministries take turns at, if I'm understanding this correctly.
Okay.
They take turns running or manning a food bank
okay.
at the Lakeview Community Church. If everything goes there, then the local ministries take turns running it.
That's kind of how it started here, and then we ended up with Helping Hands. And they all help from different churches.
Right.
You know,
they come together
for that.
Work in one spot.
Yes. And so the Fall Fest helps the food bank.
My part does.
Yeah.
Yep. The rest of it is just for the sheer enjoyment of the community.
Oh, yeah. Getting dressed up and doing that as
right.
well. So that's in the fall. And then do you have a particular weekend that you
It's always the first Saturday in October. This will be October 4th.
Okay.
Another thing that I wanted to throw in there is the library, I believe, is doing face painting.
Oh, cool.
And the kids love that stuff.
Oh.
And there's going to be a lot of other things, too. We were still working on some of those things.
Oh, you still got, a month, maybe, less?
Yeah, less than a month. Yeah.
At the time of recording this.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's getting down to the wire, really. But from there, we go on to Christmas after that in December. I think this year it is December 6th.
Okay.
Will be Christmas in Lakeview. And that's where the Lions Club and some of the other organizations come in. We have a tree lighting. We have fireworks on that evening.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a town we judge decorating, homes that decorate.
Oh, okay. So
and they get a prize. Businesses get a prize.
Those people that want to have the lights up, let's go for it.
Let's go for it. Yep. Matter of fact, they're doing that for Halloween also. I believe it's Rasmussen's Law.
Okay.
Jordan is sponsoring that. Usually sponsors both Halloween and Christmas.
Okay.
So it should be okay there on that. But there's a lot of other things that go on in town, too. One of our members, Michaela, she's running Movies in the Square, they're calling it. The next one, I believe, is Lilo and Stitch, which is this coming Friday.
Which, by the time this is aired,
is out, it's probably going to be passed. But still.
But you were telling me last time, and you'll have to refresh, where do they go to find information online?
Well, lakeviewfestivals.org is a good spot.
That's a good spot to start.
I've got my own page for the Cruise Inn. That's, right now it's Lakeview Pinup and Cruise Inn. That's on Facebook. Lakeview Festivals, I believe, is also on Facebook.
Yeah.
But you
can go to the website.
You can go to the website.
And the website again?
Is lakeviewfestivals.org.
Okay. So you can always go there to get the information. I'm sure there's probably links to
vendor applications, anything associated with any of the festivities.
Yeah. And you and I were talking off camera before we started. And I guess I ask you about the need of volunteers. And, I've sat on committees, I've done different things, and I see all of these festivals that go on. And to be quite honest, I think I'm a little bit amazed that these festivals go on with the few amount of people that actually do it.
Right, because I believe we only have 14 people that are registered on the committee, and we're not always all there.
Right.
But we were
talking about, whether it's Danny's Festival or Vestiver or Edmore.
Any community needs help that way. We know that.
And, we had been kind of talking about, is there a magic way to just let everybody know? And I think in this time, it's difficult because
it's very difficult.
You've got some people that are on this crazy device.
Yep.
You've got other people that are a radio or a television or a newspaper. And for a small committee or a small town event like yours, you really don't have the budget
to go
out and do all of this. So,
no, we work within some pretty strict confines on what we can afford to do.
Right.
We do some radio. Mm-hmm. Some stuff is free gratis because it's a, what do you want to call it?
Nonprofit. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I know, 106.3 down there.
But they've been good people to work with for years.
Jim and the crew they've all been very community.
Yes.
Very community. And then, there's other places. I know you guys got your Facebook page and that type of thing. But, I guess what we were talking about probably on your drive over here when we were on the phone, the importance of sharing posts.
Sharing posts is important when it comes to Facebook.
Yeah, for your socials, it's important that when you put a post out that you share it. But I like to say share it with a comment because the people that are following you are your friends. people that you know, acquaintances, that type of thing.
I don't think that techie, so I don't think ahead on things
like that. Well, but the idea that if you see something and you share it, by you sharing it with a comment, your friends look at that and go, huh. I mean, you're here posting things. That's what you're doing.
Right.
You know, but the people that are out there that, you know, how can I help the community? How can I help? Well, share the post and share why, you know, like if it's the Fall Fest or whatever it is that you're out there sharing, you know, put a little comment about it.
Right.
You know, because that gets the other people that are on your platform to go, oh, but if you just share it, unless it's a kitten, it's babies, or you're blowing something up. You know, we'll. But if it's something that's community, it really takes a lot of people.
It takes a lot for people to stay instead of just scrolling by.
Yeah. So, you know, my tip to everybody, and I'll look right at the camera, share with a comment. It's important. So you were telling me that the festival's committee, there's 14 of you?
I believe that's the number. That's roughly 12 to 14.
Yeah. And I'm sure it kind of, just like everything else, but when you think about these events and how much time is needed, you know, I mean, you're giving up a lot of time. I mean, there's the setup, there's the teardown, and there's actually the event to make sure.
Everybody has their best niche
and
what they do on the committee.
And I know that with you, you love cars.
It was the car show.
I mean, so, you know, go with your...
You know, now Trenton's taking over the car show, so I'm going to start bouncing around a little bit.
Well, that's good, and it's good that you have someone younger.
Yes, it is.
You know, because, you know, we've seen, and we were talking before we started, another area event around here had to kind of cancel this year because two of the people... You know, family first, but
run the show.
They weren't able to get people in. They got a good group, but it wasn't deep enough that someone could step in and actually take their place. You know, so they ran everything else. You know, the Friday night car show, the different things that they were doing, and you know that, but they weren't actually able to have the event itself.
Right,
and all because. You know, you don't have enough volunteers. And, you know, that's something that we all got to look at in our communities.
Well, I run into it at Summerfest. I could have used an extra brain, you know, because one person, you forget things. Yeah. It doesn't hurt to have
no matter
somebody.
How good your checklist is.
Right. And I'm at an age where I forget things, so it happens.
Your name is what?
Yeah. Where am I?
Yeah. You know, we joke about that, but there's some truth
to it.
There's some reality in that one. So if somebody's listening to this in any of their communities.
In any of them.
You know, I'd say a place to go because every community has a township, a supervisor, they have people. Every community, you know, not everybody has a village manager. But if they do, that's always a good place to start.
To start.
You know, to say, hey, you know, I've got a little extra time and I want to volunteer. And I know that how important that is to you and Lakeview to have that. But let's put the word out. You know, if there's somebody out there that says, you know what, I love what my community does. How can I help?
Right. But I want to make one thing clear here.
Yes.
Festival committees are not, as a rule, paid.
We were talking about that, we are
at the mercy of what our village and township and stuff wants us or allows us to do. So I mean, if they want to change a venue, they can change a venue.
But for the most part
we get along pretty good. I'm not gonna say otherwise.
Well, and I'm sure that you could go around to every little community.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always that, you know. But you know, the festivals work within what the townships, villages,
what's allowed, and what their space for, and what can be done.
But
it goes back to having volunteers. If you want to do more, you need more people.
Yeah. So I guess this is a call out, a shout out to everybody. that is in any community in that listens to this, you know, hey, are you good at something? Can you organize something? Are you good with paperwork? Are you good with, hey, I'll lend
my back. Are you a party planner? Yeah.
You know, I'll lend my back to help set up chairs or tables. Or
yes.
Set things up, tear things down.
Clean up.
Are you good with kids?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, the list is probably pretty deep when it comes to that.
Right.
So I don't want to beat that one to death.
No.
But by all means, you know, whether it's, you know, wherever you're at, you know, get with your locals and make sure that these festivals go on, because without that, these festivals might go away.
Right. And like I say, there's other things going on too. Well, in Lakeview especially.
Yeah.
Gus Macker's going to be there for a couple more years, I believe.
Okay.
That's a 1 week. That's going to crowd us in Summerfest, but I don't, you know, it is what it is.
Well, it's community. It's good.
Community.
It's good for
it
the local.
Puts people on the streets. The other thing, Madeline Oper, she does the fire engine pull for the Cure for Kids Cancer stuff. Mm-hmm. That is a pretty good success up there. And it's a 1 day or one morning event.
Okay.
And they raise a lot of money for it.
Yeah.
And we've got Miss Lakeview pageant, which is being run right now. And in February, we have, I believe it's the tryouts for the Michigan, tryouts for the national, for the Michigan team, for the International Ice Fishing Championship.
Oh, okay.
And so that's going to be back, but not like it was with the multiple countries. It's going to be just more of a local, not local, but local to Michigan.
Right, right.
Team practice.
And if you win, now you move on.
You're right. And it's,
and you'll go to some other community.
And it's open. I believe they said it was open to local ice fishermen to try to get in on this, too. So,
well, if you like to fish.
It's a different kind of fishing, though.
Well, you were telling us, yeah, if you want to know more about that, go back to the episode that we did on your festival.
Yeah.
You know, because you talked in depth on that one.
That's the one where I'd like to get Lane Lepick in here talking about, because he's good at it.
Well, and people like that, your local communities. You know, there's I've been talking to some other people that are, they know the history. You know, I'm working with a guy right now for Howard City that I was talking to his buddy, and his buddy was like, well, in this building was this, and he went back almost to the 1900s. I'm like, I need to do a walking tour, you know, of our downtown.
Yeah.
And what was there, because at one time, you know, I'm sure it was that way with probably most of the communities around here, especially when the train was coming through.
Train, and also you had flowing water here with Tamarack Creek. Now, a lot of these rivers and streams have been changed over the years to accommodate logging.
But the fun part that I was looking at was, you know, because back then there was multiple grocery stores in Howard City.
Oh, yeah, even Coral.
I'm like, okay, right now we don't. But that is something that I'm working on. Right. So that'll be coming on a coming episode, because I'm like, okay, let's walk through our downtown, which a shout out to anybody that's listening. I can come and do that to your town too.
Yeah.
You know, because your buildings have history.
Yeah.
Not just who's there right now, but what was it? You know, I mean, whoever the historian is, what was it 50 years ago? What was it 100 years ago?
Right.
You know, because our local historians, I'm sorry, they're getting old and they're passing away.
Most of them have passed.
And unfortunately, that is the case. That's part of one of my missions of the podcast, is to get in and talk to these people while I've got them.
Yeah.
You know, cause, and then there'll be a day that I'm not here anymore, and hopefully this stuff kind of keeps going, and it'll be a resource online for a small bit of history that we can talk about. So I'm sure we could continue this, but is there anything, as we wrap this up, is there anything that you know, want to add that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, not really, because the big thing is volunteers, but Fall Fest, if if this gets out before that runs.
I'll make sure it does.
Okay.
I know the guy.
Okay, yeah. But, you know, that's going to be a great time. And then we have Christmas in Lakeview, so stay tuned for that because that's a fireworks show.
Okay.
That's in the wintertime. That is an awesome experience. So.
All right.
But, yeah, Dwayne, it's been fun.
Well, Joe, I'm glad that you reached out to me. I'm glad that, you know, you're able to come back in. Once again, the website?
LakeviewFestivals.org. That should get you anywhere you want to go as far as knowing what's going on.
Right. And if you want to volunteer in Lakeview, go to that.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, we'll see where that happens.
We have meetings the first Tuesday of every month around 6 o'clock, 6:15.
Okay.
Location varies a little bit, but not much.
Check the website. So, Joe, thank you for taking time and coming out. You can catch Discover Montcalm Podcast at discovermontcalmpodcast.com. You can check us out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pandora, Apple, iHeart. Grab the RSS feed. Put it in your favorite, you know, podcast browser. Share it out with others. And if you're interested in becoming a guest on the show, it's real easy. Just give me a call, 231-250-9624. If you've grown up here, you have a business, you run an organization, or your neighbor has lived here all their life, I'd like to get him in and talk to him. You know, so just reach out, let's set something up, and let's make it happen. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM 106.3 FM, DW Video, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.